Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Sans Pants Radio. Dusha, I've never even met her.
Hey, dirtbag. Melbourne International Comedy Festival is on its way, and if you're not a big old motherfucker, you'll come see me host Big Deal, a sticky game show starring a whole bunch of comedians and Sans Pants people. It's sort of like the game show equivalent of bubonic plague. Grab your tickets from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website or from our own website, sanspantsradio.com/live. Also, if you want to feel the musky heat of history permeate your sweaty mitts, then head to audiobooksontape.com and grab a USB cassette of BigSoftTitty.png's very first year as a podcast. It includes a whole bunch of bonus features, including a mini D&D campaign, and not one, but three versions of Are They a Horse? Once again, that's audiobooksontape.com. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe B.
I'm Cass.
And today's topic is crumbs.
Oh, I love
little sprinkles.
Crumbs, for some reason, which we are associating with a posh voice, even though the posh shouldn't leave crumbs. You know what I mean? The posh
should lick their plates clean.
They should just eat so delicately they don't have to.
Oh no, they have crumbling French pastries. There's no way they couldn't leave a crumb.
How do you eat if you're like a vanilla slice? If you're a member of the wealthy elite, how do you eat that without causing a mess?
Them served in hors d'oeuvre size.
That's true. Plus, you got a butler, so yeah, doesn't matter.
One who buckles. I really like crumbs when used as like an exclamation.
Ah, crumbs. Yeah, that is
good. I've never used it like that. Amazing.
Have you never heard of crumbs as like a...
Nah.
Ah, crumbs.
Nah, because we didn't censor our household.
Ah, so you're like, ah, fuck.
Yeah, have you ever seen a five-year-old just be like, shit, ah, fuck. Balls.
Something... No, please.
I was just going to say, for the good people, I'm making crumbs right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Cass is eating some digestive biscuits.
I was craving them and wanted a chocolate biscuit, but also wanted to pretend that I was making a good choice relatively. And here I am, crumbing up my hands. I hate it.
Should have just gotten a Tim Tam.
I should have brought it, but that would have made me stickier. I did the thing where you like... You want to not completely commit to something because it feels like you're not committing as much, and that feels like a better choice when it's a bad decision you're not committing to. If I had gotten a plate, I would have been happier.
That's true.
I'll make you a little plate.
This is the first shut up a second. This can't be true. With origami in it.
I folded a piece of paper in half. Origami.
Origami.
Thank you. Oh, I'm
you got those
and
chocolate
dusty.
Hands. How great is that? That hand.
Dusting your hands?
It's like clapping vertically.
Yeah, it's such a good. Imagine if that's how we clapped. Yay!
I love dusting my hands clean of, I don't know, I guess problems.
That's a cool clap as well because...
Dusting my hands clean of this problem.
I dust my hands of this situation. That's such a good one because I was never taught that. I just knew how, you know?
Yeah, but you're also not taught clapping.
Yeah, I know, but that's...
You're taught it from social situations.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess you are. But no, because if I think about it, a baby just claps if a baby's happy. Baby's just like, ah.
Do they? Or do parents go, oh, you did it?
Ah, that's true. Babies learn to clap.
Babies are idiots until we teach them not to be.
That's true about babies.
Just the idea that instead of being empty and filling with knowledge, everyone's full of stupid and you have to put smart in to shove it out.
That's true. That's kind of how the human body works.
I always feel that's like how my brain works. Like, because we are so filled with random facts here that... It's pushed out something important.
Oh, yeah. Man, don't you, like, want to see the world where you applied yourself? You know? What a world.
I always remind myself whenever I know something really stupid, like a really just asinine fact, and I'm like, I can't do simple math.
Yeah, yeah.
But you do know the word asinine, and that's pretty sick.
Yeah, so by fractions, hello, asinine.
By fractions.
Do you know what I think it's like? I think us.
Yeah.
Is.
Yeah, I'm listening. What is us?
What is us?
Hey, I
the sequel to the hit TV show.
The prequel. What is us? What is this? Is us. Fuck, that was a scary 20 minutes.
We figured it out, thank goodness.
I think a good metaphor for us, which, again, complex subtractions have been removed from my brain and replaced with metaphors and literary devices.
There it is.
The English says math. I think a good metaphor for what we are is a painted Easter egg, because you get the little holes which weren't there before, and you blow out the yolk, and then you paint it pretty. Mm. And then everyone's like, oh, those look nice. And you're like, yeah, aren't they nice? And everyone loves them. Where the fuck do they go after Easter?
That's true. What's their function?
Bin!
We've removed their ability as an egg to be an egg, you know?
The eggshell, I'll say it, liminal space. All it does is stop yolk from happening too fast.
Man.
Imagine if your job was to hold something in. That's our skin. No.
Liminal space.
Skin is liminal space.
Kind of. Imagine if our skin was as fragile as an eggshell. So you could just get a back of a spoon and crack someone on the head.
You'd be dead because I just have been so many.
I think it is scaled wise. Think of paper. That can slice us.
Yeah, that's true, actually. That's a good point.
Deadly, egg. Though.
If you had,
It's deadly.
Paper is not
deadly.
How many times? Stressful question. How many paper cuts to the neck before you die?
I have no idea.
Like, surely.
Jackson, we just discovered that I don't know math.
Surely there's a number, though, right? Like, surely there is an amount.
But it just depends on how deep. Well, like, you can get with the paper.
You get a certain level of deep, and then you go on top of that one, you get another level of deep.
Yeah, I think with paper cuts, the reason why it hurts so much is because it only gets through the first couple of layers of skin to where, I guess, nerves? Something's exposed.
Your dermis.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Something's exposed at that level of cut.
Yeah.
And I think it might be where your nerves are. I don't know. I'm so sorry.
But that's
why it hurts so much, because that's not meant to be with air, but if we get a deeper cut, like, sometimes that doesn't hurt as much.
Yeah.
I was about to say, because I recently knocked my hand on a light switch and pulled off literally, like, one layer of skin. Not even
like
enough.
A tiny bit.
Like, I didn't bleed. It didn't do anything. But fuck, it hurt. And fuck, it scabbed over and it scarred.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Oh.
Yeah.
What even?
So what happened there?
Skin. Human body, excuse me.
Excuse me, wrong.
Yeah, I got this cut on my hand that I didn't have yesterday and it kills. Really hurts. Maybe it's a bug bite. Actually, I think it's a bug bite. Never mind.
I've got this crack on my knuckle because...
You've been punching folks.
Yeah, I punched too hard too fast.
She rules. God, I wish I was her.
Yeah, everyone does.
She's the tough girl of Sans Pants Radio, and I'll never compare.
Yeah, oh no, now my story is, so I have a weak wrist. So I can't do push-ups properly because I can't bend my wrist back far. So I have to do them on my fists, which is, I think it. When I go to gym and things like that, they were like, oh, like that's what you do to make it harder for yourself, and I'm just weak. So people see that, and you're like, are you all right? Like, I go to F45 now, and I explain to them, I was like, oh, I can't bend my wrist back. I'm so happy to just do everything on, like, it's harder, but like, oh God, but whatever. That is literally what I said to them. They were like, okay.
Sure.
I deserve this because of my weak wrists.
They're like, are you sure? I'm like, I'll call it. And then I'll be doing it. They'll come around. They're like, sure you're okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm just real bad at it. Anyway, because of that, my knuckles touch the rough ground a lot and get really pushed in. So they just crack, like my big knuckles.
Oh, man.
Everyone else has big knuckles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. What do you mean by big knuckles?
Well, so I don't really have the last two.
Well, you gotta have knuckles.
I have them, but you can see the other ones, and you can't really see the last two.
Mm.
Why can you see all of yours?
Because we got sick.
Show me your hands again. Oh, yeah, your knuckles dissipate over time. That's okay. I was real confused by my ankles, because my feet, my leg, it just goes straight into foot.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
He's got straight cankles, and it's so weird.
No, it's not even cankles. I'll show you, though. Look at that. It just, there's no real definition. All of a sudden, it's just foot. I don't know what's wrong with my body.
My body's perfect and has never done anything wrong.
Oh, that's cool.
Nah, don't. Lucky. I got a new stretch mark through my belly button, so like
that's like a kind of like a scar. Like,
yeah, it's a scar. It's a scar for being fat.
It's kind of like a scar through your eye. It's a pirate scar. It's a pirate stretch mark.
Yeah,
belly button is the third eye. You heard it through. No, it's the second mouth. No, belly button is first mouth. Okay, you now have a scar through your first mouth.
Rules.
That was great when you were like, yes.
Baby mouth.
It is your baby mouth. I'd like to return to eating just through that, please.
I watched a doc once about a girl who never learnt to eat.
Yeah, okay.
Who had to be fed through a tube.
Like intravenously, kind of?
Not intravenous. Well, kind of. She had like a stomach tube thing.
Gosh.
That they would pump like nutritional liquids in. And because what had happened was that she was born with like a stomach thing.
Yeah.
In the documentary I watched a year and a half ago.
Well.
She was born either without a stomach or with stomach issues. Sure. So she couldn't eat. So they had to feed her via this tube. But then the mum didn't push it, so she's, like, now 8 and doesn't know how to eat, so they sent her to this specialist clinic that I can only assume is in Sweden.
Yeah. that would make sense.
They
me.
Know so many good things.
Yeah.
And they, like, teach you how to eat, but they were like, look, we normally get, like, toddlers.
Yeah.
That will, like, slowly learn, but this poor girl is, like, just gone her whole life without
That's
eating.
Crazy.
So she just doesn't know how to swallow.
Also, how much do you want to go to this school and see if you're doing it right?
Yeah.
Like, have they got any tricks? Like, I learned to eat just by basically on the job.
Yeah.
Like, I went to the school of eating of hard knocks. Like, so, like, if I got a professional trainer to do, what am I doing wrong? That's my question. Okay, let's go through the different utensils.
Okay.
Fork.
Yep.
Okay, so I would.
Oh, I thought I was going straight to mouth. Okay.
Mouth, teeth, tongue. Got it.
No, you're
fork,
right.
Fork, knife. Okay, everyone pick up your fake fork and knife and cut a fake steak.
Hang on.
Okay, which hand is your knife hand? Zoe, I saw you look at your two invisible utensils, swap them, and then go.
I had a panic where I looked at both and realized I didn't know what I was doing. I went to stab my steak and then I brought my hand back like, no. And then I was right the first time. This is not how
you
I cut a
steak. You
guys
need to go to this school.
We need to be learned.
I said pick up a fake knife and fork and cut a fake steak. You both looked at the fake knife and fork. I love you so much. You don't know. I sound angry because I just don't think you'll ever know how much I love you, and that makes me upset. Do you know?
Yeah.
Do you know how precious you are? Both of you look at me
in the
face.
We know. I know.
Good. You're in my heart forever. Do you get that?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So aggressively loved.
You're so important to me. Do you know how much I want to protect this?
Yes.
So beautiful.
Okay.
What did you do wrong with your knife and fork?
Well, I picked them up and then I wasn't sure. Somehow I forgot. I somehow forgot what are you.
No, that's not fair. I put you on the spot. And I would like you to know that I've just remembered before I asked you, I did a pretend first and it was hard. I was like, yeah, pretend. I was like, you just like pick up a knife and fork because I was going to ask you which was your knife hand.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, quick, you do it. Yep, okay, we're good.
All right.
I had a problem. The reason I switched.
Yeah.
And not just mentally, did the action.
Yeah.
Was because I use one hand. I use my dominant hand when I'm using my fork if I'm eating spaghetti.
Okay.
But if I'm cutting up a steak, I need my dominant hand to be holding the knife.
I did the exact same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I was eating salad with my dominant hand. Okay, dominant. Okay, I thought this was a more interesting question and it wasn't. I just wanted to know which was your dominant hand because that would proceed.
Well,
a
it was
lot.
Great to get an idea of how we all treat the knife and fork situation. Now, I'd like to all give a go with an imaginary spoon. Okay. Now, I guess let's drink some soup. Some imaginary soup. Wait. Already problems.
Zoe moved her head away from the microphone and then put her head underneath her microphone, I guess because she didn't want to get soup on the microphone.
Was it that, or did you just need to be closer to the soup? Why did you do
that? You've got a spoon, that's your vessel.
That's the whole point of the spoon, otherwise you're drinking out of
too much. You gotta get close.
I ducked out a bit. I just made sure my mouth was over the bowl.
Yeah, I just extended my neck.
I eat soup like a prisoner eats. You protect it and you shovel.
I, for some reason, when I went to get my soup, moved my spoon into the center of the bowl and lowered it, like I was going to just dunk like my whole leg.
You're baptizing. Yeah. Oh, no, like a well.
Yeah. Pull out
I
the
know
soup.
That I eat soup from the outside in.
Oh, okay.
Because that's where it's the coolest.
Oh, I learned soup etiquette once.
Okay.
I totally learned soup etiquette.
Are we doing it all wrong?
Yeah, but the right way is bad.
Oh, what's the right way?
Okay, so soup etiquette. So you've got your big round soup spoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
You hold it in the right way. I don't know if I'm holding the right way. But,
sure.
So your bowl is mm-hmm. in front of you. The side of the bowl, like the point of the bowl that's closest to you is where you put your spoon in. The spoon turns out so that it will go scoop into the bowl and be, I guess, parallel. Like the back of the spoon will be parallel to the side of the bowl. And you pull it into the middle, and then you drink the soup. So I guess it's like a round motion.
That's weird. It is I have weird. No time for
no,
that.
No.
What you do is you get your soup spoon.
Yes.
I only eat one type of soup, so bear with me. I'm not sure if it changes. You just scrape along the side rim.
Can yeah. I guess? Is it pumpkin?
No.
Watching Cass's brow furrow. Like, she's like, but what other soups are
there? Yeah, I don't know. I'm so lost. What soup is it?
It's agolemono.
What's that?
It's a Greek soup, yeah. Which it's lemon and it's lemon and egg.
That sounds really gross, but maybe it's good.
No, that's like a lot of the things I love about pancakes.
that's a fair assessment.
It's got a lot more rice and chicken in it, but so it's like a chicken soup.
It's okay, now it's
with
happening.
Like is it,
yeah.
Is it like risotto?
No, well, no. Well, it's creamy.
Is it chunky?
No, it's rice.
Do you blend it?
No.
Why would you blend the rice?
It's just rice.
So it's rice in water.
It's rice in chicken stock.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
With and lemon and chicken, yeah?
With lemon and egg. So you beat the egg till it's like all frothy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then you slowly add in some of the broth
mm-hmm.
so that it heats up.
Ooh. And then it you sounds add the so egg nice. Yeah. I just can't visualize
it.
I'll make it on the weekend.
Yeah. Yes, please. Is it thick?
It's thick boy.
Ah, oh, that's good.
Love thick.
I mean, it's going to be real hot on the weekend, but...
But it's still good.
Hot weather, hot soup, hot, you know yes. the saying.
Hot girls, hot boys.
That's it.
Yeah, but because it's... What happens is that the rice settles and then you just get... It kind of... The best way to describe it, it's like a dark and stormy.
Oh, okay.
So you know how the egg in a dark and stormy will rise to the top?
Yeah.
This happens with the soup. So you have this beautiful layer of froth
mm.
and then hot soup down below. And it's like having... Almost like you would a cappuccino. You eat the froth first and then you get to the rice.
Right.
But then you can also take the chicken and rip the chicken up into little bits and put that through.
That's good.
That's incredible. Well.
It's the one soup I eat. All other soup is fucking stupid.
What?
Pumpkin.
I thought you were going to be like, is it gross?
No.
Stupid.
Stupid. I have very strong soup opinions.
Do you look at like a pumpkin soup and you're like, come on.
I just don't like soup because I just don't see the point of having wet food.
Okay. Sure. A lot of food is wet. I would describe spaghetti as wet.
Yeah.
Not as wet. I would rather have like spaghetti with a bunch of vegetables
yeah.
than have a minestrone.
Well, I don't, there's no...
You know,
yeah.
I think your problem, Zoe, is you don't like to eat your drinks.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I'm sad you
yeah.
like, I think your problem, Zoe, is you're a fucking idiot.
Cass would never be that mean
that's
to me.
True.
She just aggressively loves me.
Yeah, but I'm kind of with you because there are only quite, like, very minimal soups I like as well. Yeah. Pumpkin soup. Love a pumpkin soup. On
oh
a hot day...
God.
I'll eat a pumpkin soup.
It's not the same as loving one.
But I don't love it.
You put a bit
I'll
of sour
like,
cream
oh,
in there.
Yeah.
Big bit of crusty bread, like piping hot with some butter on it. Dip that shit. Oh my God. Tall glass of milk or whatever.
What?
No.
I don't know.
Okay.
What.
Did you, I was like,
did
what
you,
weird
yeah.
soup things?
I don't know what drink you have with milk, with soup. I don't I don't know what the rule is.
Milky brain.
That one, though, a pumpkin soup, I would eat from the... inside out, almost. I'd go into the center of a
pumpkin
soup.
Oh, yeah, because then you can cut off bits of the...
Yeah.
Like, you stir in the sour cream so it goes all swirly, and then, like, you've got it evenly dispersed.
Exactly, yeah, when you're eating it. Okay, I'm trying to think about other foods that come with, like steps to see how we do it. So, we've done soup, we've done a steak.
Yeah.
What else? What else do you eat? Spaghetti, I guess.
Hey, yeah. actually, yeah. no. Pomegranate.
Oh, yeah, pomegranate.
Let's do pomegranate. Okay, let's each describe how we eat a pomegranate.
I feel like I'm being set up for failure here.
No, I just think it's
we don't know, Jackson. As friends, we've never discussed.
Oh yeah, this is a conversation we've never had. This isn't a trap at
all. Pomegranate.
Okay. I just think it's really beautiful that we all eat it differently, and I'm excited to hear. Tweet us all in. See what you think is best.
How do you eat a pomegranate? But before that, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Also, a filthy reminder that this Melbourne International Comedy Festival, I'm hosting a sticky game show called Big Deal. And if you don't come, I'll fucking cry. Grab your tickets from sanspantsradio.com/live. Go on.
Well, I would cut off the ends and find, because pomegranate has segments,
yes.
I'd find where the segments begin and end. So like top and tail it, and then cut the segments up so that you can just sort of like scoop out the middle bits. Cutting through it, like making slices, is going to cut open all the pomegranate seeds, where you could, as another option, just scoop them out, and then you have a whole bowl of seeds.
Yeah, okay. So that's you.
That's me.
Zoe, how do you eat a pomegranate?
So I don't eat pomegranate on its own. I always just have it in other things. So what I do is I just cut it in half and scoop out the innards.
Okay.
So what I do... Step one, get 3 bowls. Step 2, chop your pomegranate into quarters. Then collect the seeds from those quarters, put them in one bowl. Put the hard rusk in the other bowl, one of the second bowl, okay? Then you take the first bowl full of pomegranates and your third bowl, which should be smaller than the other two, and you take it and you spit the seeds once you've popped the pomegranates into the third bowl. And then eventually you wash all 3 bowls.
I did not even know that you were meant to spit parts of pomegranates out.
You aren't!
Why are you eating the seed? It ruins the pomegranate.
That's the part you eat, isn't it?
You eat around the seed with the juices, and then you spit out the seed.
Here's a crazy thing. If you do that with kiwi fruits, you're fucking insane.
I don't do that with kiwi fruit.
I
kiwi
understand. Fruit like
a normal human being.
Pomegranate seeds are eatable.
Yeah.
And they're fine. And that's kind of the whole point of them, because or else you're getting the tiniest bit.
Well, that's the price you have to pay.
Just drink a fucking pomegranate juice,
I don't like the juice.
What do you want, then?
I don't know. The juice is, for some reason, too much. I can't explain it. I wish that was the solution to my problem. It's just not. I like to get the pomegranate in between my fingers, put my fingers in my mouth and squeeze. The pomegranate explodes, coating the inside of my mouth with delicious tangy juice. And also sometimes the seed fires out of my fingers into the back of my throat, nearly killing me.
I like the challenge.
The thrill keeps him alive. I so want to eat pomegranates like you one day. I am not, if I've already got a waste bowl, I'm not adding a second waste bowl.
You got to eat them decadently.
I don't know why it couldn't be just one waste bowl, possibly a bin.
Just eat over a bin.
Yeah. I don't eat my decadent pomegranate, which I normally eat like an emperor, over a garbage bin, inhaling the sweet, heady aroma of food waste, combining with the tangy flavor of pomegranate seeds.
Well, you could definitely put the like outside bit of the pomegranate in the bin and then just go with 2 bowls.
Well, it's an
option. Or conversely, just cut the pomegranate in half, rind axe's bowl.
That's so many steps.
And you've got only one bowl.
Then you rind can't act as bowl because you're going to scoop it out anyway.
Scoop it out one at a time.
I have a million years.
If you're eating them one at a time, though.
You don't eat them one at a time. You start eating them one at a time, but then you want the flavor so bad that you grab a whole handful like popcorn, shove it in your mouth, it all explodes, and then you spit out the seeds in a wet chunk. That's how you eat a pomegranate. If I, you know, maybe you... if you tried it my way, you'd say,
"Well, I'm happy to get some pomegranate."
Yeah, we should. Let's go to the shops and get some.
We should, and I'll show you how it's done.
I'm excited
because eating the pip to me is like. Eating...
Are there any other fruits you eat really weirdly?
I don't know. We got spoilers.
Spoilers. Spoilers for our life. spoilers on content we might have just spoken about in another episode.
We bought 3 oranges to see how we eat oranges to see if we each. Have our own creative.
I know it's different.
I know it's different and I know I'm the worst.
Okay, yeah. Okay. How do we... Okay.
You go first, okay. So then my insanity.
Again, I top and tail.
Did you nearly throw up?
She burped and her sweet, gentle body didn't know what that was.
I had to cough, but then a crumb was in... Oh, crumbs! A crumb was in yes. my throat! I couldn't cough. I top and tail an orange, and then I can see where the start and end is. What I middle bit is. I'll try and cut along so I don't pierce the skin of the orange, but I get through the skin. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I try and sort of unroll it, and then if it goes well, you can sort of pull the segments out.
Okay.
And you only need to make 3 cuts. It rarely works that well, but that's what I try and do every time.
Step 1. Look at the orange and try to remember if you cut it down the stem, does that work out better for you than cutting it on the side? Make a decision, cut, realize you're fucked up. Be like, well, I'm forging ahead.
One of them's for juicing, one of them's for slices.
And being like, which one? That consumes me every time I eat an orange. Step 2, cut it into quarters again. Then... just get the quarter and where normally I think somebody would put that quarter in their mouth and bite down, you know, so that you get all the juice in your mouth. What I like to do is suck on it. And that creates little tears in the fabric around the orange that puts the delicious juice into my mouth, leaving me with a kind of pulpy rind, which I then eat as sort of like an after snack. And I do that for all 4. Throw peel in bin, move on with life.
Zoe?
So you cut it in half crossways, mm-hmm. not down the...
So, like, not a juicing way.
Yeah. Juicing way?
Yeah.
Take 1 half.
Okay.
What you want to do is start kind of gnawing at the inside.
No.
Dumb.
No. Keep going, but the commentary will remain.
Kingdom over here.
What you want to do is slowly eat around.
Around
the
what?
Entire orange, just so you eat the inside bit of the flesh.
For you, does orange come with the taste of citric acid? Are you like, that's just the flavor of orange? Because as you bite on the outside, your lower teeth must hit. As you bite on the inside, your lower teeth must hit.
I've perfected this method.
Okay.
You get your lips up as a guard.
Yeah, like one would do if they were entertaining men.
That's what you call it for some reason now.
Just I panicked because I looked at Cass, who looked at me with a beautiful, innocent face, and I was like, I can't corrupt her. So you eat the inside of the flesh, but not all the way. So
okay.
You're taking about a centimeter squared from the rind.
Okay.
Then what you want to do is squeeze the orange into your mouth.
No. No. This is madness. Who taught you to eat an orange this wrong?
Did you learn yourself?
Did
Do
no
you
one
need to
ever
go to eating school?
Yeah, did no one ever educate you on how to eat an orange and you got there, you looked at the orange.
Is this what happens when people don't get taught? No wonder the girl needed help.
I am so curious, and maybe it'll turn out to be nothing, but the fact that Zoe said take 1 half, and I feel like something else is going to happen to the second half.
No, sorry. It's the same
okay,
process.
Thank God.
It's the same. It's a completely different process.
Okay.
No, it's completely
so
the
you've
same.
Got the juice in your mouth.
So then you squeeze it until it's kind of juiceless.
Yeah.
Well, like as much as you can with just 1 hand.
Mm. Yeah.
And then you swallow the juice.
Yes.
And then what you
so
do.
So you get all the juice in your mouth. Get your mouth full like a swimming pool of orange juice.
Well, you swallow as you go.
Okay, sure.
And then what you want to do is kind of grab the half-juiced orange.
Uh-huh.
And put your middle fingers.
No.
On the page.
What are you doing? What are you doing? How do you eat an orange so wrong?
And then flip it inside out.
No!
So that all the fleshy bits are on the outside and the rind is on the inside. Uh-huh. And then what you want to do is grab the little sections that Cass mentioned before from the inside and rip them out.
No! What? How did this have another step? I thought it was going to be like, and then you eat the stuff. No, there's a further step. Wait, do you mean the white part? What bit are you ripping out?
The little segments that pull out.
Okay, okay.
You could just do step two.
So you flipped it?
Yeah.
And like then, a mango.
Like a mango, yeah. Like you would a mango.
That and would then... be hard. The skin's so hard.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Does it tear? I imagine it would
sometimes.
Tear. It should.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And then, so you see all the little divots from all the little sections.
Yeah.
And the little stem in the middle. You want to work around the stem.
We're still working?
How are you not eating this up? It's been this 10 million
half.
Years. We've all fucking moved in with our husbands and wives.
I gotta go.
We're going to retirement parties. You're still eating this fucking
yeah, sorry,
orange.
It's getting late. Zoe has a whole orange to eat and she needs to be done by the tomorrow.
I'm about to retire from my Fortune 500 company and leave it to my son and you're still eating this goddamn orange.
Whatever, my way is the best way.
That's madness.
I love how you've gained self-confidence and being like, oh, you go first, my way is worse.
It is worse.
How
but...
dare you mock me for eating my pomegranate?
Yours has so many bowls.
Yours has so many steps.
Zoe, there is no way that you come out of that not sticky. Your fingers, your lips, your chin, your entire face.
If you don't get messy, you even eating correctly.
Yeah.
Yes. Both of my methods involve not getting messy. And I get all of the fruit.
That was a hell ride. I'm a changed man for learning how you eat an orange.
I'm excited to show you.
Yeah, now I really want to see it.
When you hear
I want to time you.
When you hear this episode, everybody, we'll make sure we film this. Yeah. Tweet us, Instagram us, something us, and we'll make sure we provide you with the footage.
Absolutely. Is there any other fruit that we eat weird? Now I'm wondering about how I eat fruit.
I'm worried that I'm going to eat something wrong. Because you guys are eating them so wrong, but thought they were so normal, and there's...
I eat mandarins. No, I know that my orange thing is weird, and I know my mandarin thing is weird.
What's your mandarin?
Right,
oh,
so
no.
No.
Oh, no.
Fuck you.
Let me fucking buckle up. All right.
If you involve a knife in this at
No, there's no knife.
Okay.
So you peel a mandarin.
Yes.
Sure.
You grab your first segment.
Yeah.
You bite along the little top stemmy bit.
Okay. No. Yeah, no, no. Yeah. I do this.
And then you peel off the skin.
Okay, no. All of a sudden, I'm out. No. I bite along the top and I suck the juice out like a vampire and then I eat the rind.
What? Why do you separate them?
Well, because it tastes different.
I like the juice and then I like the toughness of the rind. That's my fiber gap.
Dessert before dinner.
The flesh without rind actually tastes amazing.
Yeah, it's real good. All right.
So you... take off the skin.
Yeah.
And then you do that.
Okay, that's it. There's no other steps?
And then so, once you've got your pile of rinds and unpeeled mandarin bits, you eat your rinds.
You eat the rinds?
Yeah, because
you go rinds first.
Rinds first, and then I can have the fleshy goodness.
So you intentionally have a bad time while eating every mandarin you've ever eaten for the eventual pleasure.
Never occurred to me to not eat them.
Yeah, you don't have to eat the rinds.
Just never occurred to
Do
me.
You just realize, you're staring into the distance. I've seen you realize. It happened just then when we were like, why eat them? You're like, oh.
Oh, why?
I have a whole new lease on mandarins now.
How do you eat grapes? I'm suspicious.
There's no way to not eat grapes.
You peel them.
That's true.
No,
I peel grapes sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm wondering
if I'm bored
weird.
Or if I'm fidgety.
Sometimes if you want to feel fancy, you peel a grape.
Well, I think I just really, really controversial opinion coming, so get ready. I prefer grape rind to grape.
He's a rind boy.
I love my rind.
You're rindy.
I'm rindy.
Do you love a rindy cheese?
No.
Yeah, rindy
I
cheese.
I suppose they're literally really different.
They are.
They're not the same thing.
Different rind.
Do you eat kiwi fruit like an apple?
Yes.
Same.
No. The fur is good.
The fur is good, and it gives that bit. Because kiwi fruit's like so sweet, but eating fur helps.
What
you
about
eat it? Like it's a little bowl that it came in.
No.
Because you got to eat that fur.
Yeah, just wash
the
fur.
It's foul.
No,
you're animals.
So
it's bitter and nice.
Ugh.
What about how you eat a watermelon? Just like, because I don't like watermelon.
I love cutting watermelons. It's just so satisfying because it makes a good cleave sound.
That's the sound they use in most films for a head getting smashed.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
Chopping a watermelon.
No, not chopping, but like swacking a watermelon so it explodes.
Ugh.
With watermelon, my favorite bit of the watermelon is the rind.
Yes, yeah, so that is insane.
But what does it taste like to you?
Bitter.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. What about to you? Bitter?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lady thing.
Oh.
Just genuinely like, I don't know, some people got a quirk. Not all women, but like generally, more women than men have a thing where the rind tastes really bitter and disgusting. To me, it tastes very refreshing, like a cucumber.
No, ooh. I don't like cucumbers, ooh. So.
I have a fun fact to repeat because I only know 12.
Yeah.
The reason why watermelon tastes a bit like cucumber is because the way to get watermelon seeds to be edible, because you know they've got the white seeds, those they have to crossbreed them with cucumbers, and that's why the white seeds and watermelon are edible because they used to be just be the black seeds.
Crazy fact, but the black seeds are just edible if you're not a puss.
Eat those black seeds.
They taste bad though.
Yeah, they fail. Do a Jackson and put them back out.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with putting out a seed.
No, there's nothing wrong with it.
You gotta just the pomegranate seed is kind of the bit you
I
eat.
I don't know why you're denying yourself a pleasant experience.
All right, we will eat pomegranates the way you do. Because I'm so ready to be fucking decadent and so extra.
I want three bowls now.
Eating a pomegranate seed is like eating the core of an apple. You're just putting yourself out for no reason. You can do it. Oh, hooray. Hurrah. You can do it. I can eat the outside of a watermelon if I wanted to, but I don't, because that's the trash bit of the fruit. So I throw it in the fucking bin. Same with the pomegranate. I don't eat the middle bit, because that's just hard seed. It doesn't have a flavor other than seed. So why not just eat the juice and fucking eject the rest? And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe B.
I've been Gas.
Eat your fruit how you want to eat your fruit. Tweet us in how you eat an orange, because apparently there's more than like... apparently... Anyway.
There's a million steps.
I'm fucking...
Why are there three ways for anything?
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sanspants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsplus.com, and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.